Thank you to the special person who allowed me to record their private session. While listening, you'll hear me lead them through the spiritual freedom technique. As you listen, help yourself and humanity by doing the taps along with us. I'll state a sentence, which is a core belief of the client that needs to be released. Repeat that statement out loud 3 times while continuously tapping the top of your head, and a 4th time while continuously tapping on your chest. If you have any resistance, reaction like tingling, yawning, or a sense of calm or irritation, it is evidence that the energy is shifting. You can learn more about SFT, my books, and techniques to uplift humanity at genuinehealingwithaj.com. Thank you. Okay, so I might be rusty because I've had a few days off, but this isn't your first session, is it?
No, it's not. We talked a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, I'd say.
You're not the herpes guy, right?
I am. That's me.
Oh, good. Awesome. Yay. I was thinking about you. sorry to call you that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to be known as that.
I know, and you're not, but just, I don't remember every session, so that was good. And I was thinking about you with the stuff I suggested. How's that been working for you?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to call you. I wanted to go over that again. I was a little unclear about how to do that. You know, on the peanut butter and jelly tap. Mm-hmm. You know, there's two blanks that you need to fill in on those mm-hmm. on those tabs.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go over that again about the best way to do it. And maybe go over again which tabs that you would want me to do for those.
Okay. So so do this tap. You remember how to do the tabs, right?
Yes, I do.
Do this tap for me now. Don't be offended, okay?
Okay.
We release being anal. I don't know about
this. We release being anal.
In all moments, come on.
In all moments. We release being anal in all moments.
Oops, I can't make my noises. You gotta stop me.
We release being anal in all moments. Mm. We release being anal in all moments. Mm.
Mm. Now, do you feel a release when we do that? Some people do, some people don't. Did you feel it?
I wouldn't say immediately, but I can say that after our last session, I mean, the sensations, the herpes sensations that I do feel in my body, those have almost completely gone away.
Awesome. And did you get the soak stuff that I suggested that you get?
I did. I've done 2 of those bath soaks so far, and I've been drinking the minerals in the water as well, just on random occasions.
Oh, no. Do the bath all the time, especially if you have any kind of sensation or outbreak at all. You know that, right?
Okay, no, I don't know that, but I'll continue to do those baths.
Okay, good. Yeah, I ran out.
Okay. Yeah, they're great. I keep doing it. I'm just not that big of a bath guy, but I would.
Well, make yourself a bath guy for this little, yeah. But so you're feeling the symptoms less?
I definitely am. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. It's been great. So I can, you know, psychologically it feels like it's on its way out. Physically it feels like it's on the way out. And I've been able to kind of move on in a way in my life because I think you've noticed that herpes thing has just been a huge intensity.
Yeah, don't bring it back, hon. Don't bring it back, okay? Don't talk about it in intensity because you pull it back. And what we're doing is pushing it out. And you're pulling it back by talking about it with the H word.
Okay.
Because it's a vibration. It's like, it's a vibration. And you don't want to pull that vibration back, especially with a dynamic visionary healer you're talking to, right? So I used to say that in tongue-in-cheek because I didn't really feel like that. But now I just say it like matter of fact because of the results and everything. But let me push out that vibration more. Okay, do this tip. We break up the vibration of herpes in all moments.
Did you say break off?
Break up.
We break up the vibration of herpes in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We break up the vibration of herpes in all moments. We break up the vibration of herpes in all moments. We break up the vibration of herpes in all moments.
I'm having a little fun. Do you mind? Did you ever watch the show Friends?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember Naked Guy?
Oh, man, I couldn't say it. No.
So they had this penthouse apartment, and they looked out the window, and they used to, like, watch Naked Guy, who was across the...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
So, in that vein, I was thinking of what to name this, and I'm not thinking of this, but because you were so open with calling it, you know, about the herpes and stuff. So the title Herpy Guy is back. That's stupid. Isn't that stupid? Oh, so the laughter is moving stuff out as well. You understand that, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you're so good. You get this. So, you didn't do any of the peanut butter and jelly cleanses yet on this?
I've attempted to. I was just a little lost about it.
You know why you're lost, hon?
Why's that?
Because it's so intense. It's not the words. It's not the concept of it. It's the energy of it. We are actually moving out the energy of the vibration of the H word that has strangled you. We release being strangled by the herpes vibration in all moments.
We release being strangled by the herpes virus in all moments.
No, I did not say that. The herpes vibration.
Vibration. We release being strangled by the herpes vibration in all moments.
Yeah.
We release being strangled by the herpes vibration in all moments. We release being strangled by the herpes vibration. We release being strangled by the herpes vibration in all moments.
You know what's happening here? I can't make those noises because they hurt my body too much. But there's an intensity to release, so they're converting it into laughter, which hurts my body too, but not in the same way. So I'm not laughing at you. I'm releasing, okay? Don't think that, okay?
No, this is great.
You're so cool. I like you. I'm just going to laugh it out for a little bit. You just, yeah. Carry on and I'll just... Do you feel that I'm not laughing at you, right?
No, I don't at all. Just do whatever you want.
I have a tap that you can do every day.
Okay.
Just this herpes free in all moments. Herpes free in all moments.
Writing this down.
No, just do it. Herpy free in all moments.
Herpes free.
No, not herpes. Herpy free.
Did you say herpy?
Yeah.
Herpy free in all moments. Herpy free in all moments. Herpy free in all moments.
because, you know, it's accurate to say herpes free, but that doesn't do it right. So I think you're down to, like, okay, this is very funny. So herpes is the plural of herpy. So you're just down to one little herpy instead of herpes.
Oh, that's great.
I could say anything and you could would say it was great right now because you're getting relief. So to do the peanut butter jelly cleanse, all you do is take the more positive here's one. I don't know why you're making me laugh. Okay, so here's a set of, and you didn't need to hire a whole session to get clarification. I would have helped you. You know that, right?
Yeah, and I do have some other questions for you as well.
Okay, good. So for the energetic, the peanut butter and jelly cleanse, I'm going to give you this new one. Okay, and this is very strong because the word P has a harsh vibration which will pierce stuff. So in the first box you put penis, and then the second one you put pustules.
Pustules.
Why is it funny when you say it? Okay, so what you do, all you do is do the taps, all of them, penis, pustules, penis, pustules, penis, pustules.
Gotcha.
Okay. So why is that difficult? I don't understand.
It's not. I just need a clarification, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah, I think you need me to pierce more energy like that, because it's like, it just gets tangled when, you know, we make it look easy here, but it's, you know how devastating it was. You have such a cute sound frequency. It's so fun. It makes me laugh. Anyways, so that's good, right? So do you have more questions about the peanut butter and jelly cleanse? Were there taps that I gave you that you weren't able to do?
I just wanted to go over, so you gave me quite a lot. Is there any that kind of stuck out to you as far as more important?
You know what?
Penis?
you know what? You're lucky I remember you as Herpes Guy. I don't remember sessions after. Let alone the taps I gave you. What you have to do is, like, read me your list, okay? You want to number your list?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're so serious. Stop being so serious. I'm trying to break that up with humor, and you're so serious. You're taking yourself so seriously. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
So do the energetic cleanse on taking yourself so seriously. Yeah. It's probably why they have me laughing so much. It's probably annoying to you.
No, it's not.
Okay, so that's annoying to me that I'm not annoying you. Not really.
I spoke with Pamela Erlin yesterday, and we were talking about my session I had with you, and she asked if you were hard on me, and I go, no. I mean, she laughed at everything I had to say, and I'm a sucker for, like, an easy crowd, an easy laugh. I enjoy it.
Why did she ask if I was hard on you? What's she implying?
I don't know. She said that, you know, sometimes I guess you can be hard on clients, you know, in a way.
Well, you know, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. If people were stepping up to the plate and owning their accountability, it wouldn't be so hard. But when they're so shifted off of center, how can I how can I in conscience take their money if I'm not going to, like, center them, you know?
I agree. I mean, I'm all for it. I grew up with kind of a hard-ass dad, and I'm used to it. It does get through to people.
Well, yeah, you understand I'm not trying to be a hard-ass. You understand that. It's not my shtick. But
yeah, you're just trying to do the best good. I understand.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So back to you. Did Pamela have any other light on your session with me?
No, I was just very grateful that she suggested you to me, and I told her that this was what I've been looking for quite a long time.
Oh,
so,
you're an angel.
I'm kind of not searching for another method or anything. I feel like this is
good.
Done the good that I've needed it to do.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I'm so glad. That makes my day. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Oh.
It's been a long journey, but I'm really glad we found each other.
Oh, yes. I'm a boy. Boy, you're preaching to the choir there. It has been a very long journey. And I'm glad that we found each other as well.
and so, like I said, you know, I've been able to kind of move on in a way and focus on other things. However, there's this, I have this kind of blinking issue with my eyes that shows up sometimes and it goes away sometimes. And I don't exactly know what to do about it.
Oh, good. Okay.
You can help me out there.
So is it like a, is it constant or just comes and goes?
It comes and goes.
Oh, good. And is it like a Tourette's kind of thing? Like you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm not saying good because it's good. I'm saying good because you came to me, because I have done sessions on Tourette's clients. And so what it is a weakening of your myelin sheath on your nerves of the ocular system. That doesn't impress you that I know that. Anyways, all right. We repair the myelin sheath on my nervous system in all moments.
We repair the myelin sheath on my
nervous
ocular system.
Well, sure. Go on. Do it your way. That's fine. On my ocular.
In all moments.
Yeah, sure. Go on.
Of my ocular sheath in all moments.
No, 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 no. No, see, I gave you a little room and then you hung yourself.
Right.
You got cocky there. You flew a little too close to the sun. Hey, so... Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I do not.
See, I think you're very close to that. I think I'm priming you for that with... my banter. Does that make sense?
Not exactly, but I do have a desire of having a girlfriend, 100%.
Did you recant your vows of chastity and celibacy and all those?
We did together.
Okay, good. Good. So that should be coming. Okay, so we repair the myelin sheath of the nervous... of my nervous system in all moments.
We repair the myelin sheath of my nervous system in all moments. We repair the myelin sheath of my nervous system in all moments. We repair the myelin sheath of my nervous system in all moments. We repair the myelin sheath of my nervous system in all moments.
We repair the myelin sheath in all my ocular system, in all moments.
We repair the myelin sheath of my ocular system.
Of all my ocular system, in all moments.
Okay. We repair the myelin sheath of all my ocular systems, in all moments.
No, you only have one ocular system.
We repair... We repair the Mylon sheet of all of my ocular system and all memo. Repair the Mylon sheet of all of my ocular system and all moments. We repair the Mylon sheet of all of my ocular system and all moments.
I remove all this trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments.
One more time.
We remove all the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments.
We remove all of the trauma in my ocular system in all moments.
Stored in my ocular system.
I'm sorry, again?
We remove all the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments.
Okay. We release all the...
We remove.
Stored. We remove all of the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments. We remove all of the stored trauma.
No. All of the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments.
We remove all of the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments. We remove all of the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments. We remove all of the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments. Remove all of the trauma stored in my ocular system in all moments.
Do you cry?
That one felt good.
Good. Do you cry easily? Can you cry?
Yeah, I'm kind of tearing up now, actually.
Oh, good. Thank you for that. Good.
That one hit home for me.
Good. I'm going to sing something for you. I know. This is a healing song for war. I release you in the trauma of war in all moments.
I release feeling.
Seeing. We're working on your eyes.
I release seeing the trauma of war.
In all moments. Good.
I release seeing the trauma of war in all moments. I release seeing the trauma of war in all moments. I release seeing the trauma of war in all moments.
So here's a vibratory rate to release that. See if it helps. I don't know why certain songs do this, but anyways. Daniel is traveling tonight on a plane. I can see the red tail lights heading for Spain, you know. And I can see Daniel waving goodbye. God, it looks like Daniel must be the clouds in my eyes. Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that won't heal? Your eyes have died. But you see more than I. Daniel, you're the star in the path of the sky. Do you know that song?
No, I don't.
Come on. Elton John, classic. We remove all the scars from my eyes in all moments.
We remove all of the scars from my eyes in all moments. We remove all of the scars from my eyes in all moments. We remove all of the scars from my eyes in all moments. We remove all of the scars from my eyes in all moments.
We release being blasted by bombs in all moments.
We release being blasted by bombs in all moments. We release being blasted by bombs in all moments. We release being blasted by bombs in all moments. We release being blasted by bombs in all moments.
We remove all the engrams of war from my eyes in all moments.
We remove,
hon. We remove. It's important. We remove.
We remove all of the engrams of war from my eyes in all moments. We remove all of the engrams of war from my eyes in all moments. We remove all of the engrams of war from my eyes in all moments. We remove all of the engrams of war from my eyes. In all moments.
So what you're experiencing, I believe, is you relive in a past life trauma where you were at war and these bombs just keep going off all around you and you're terrified and paralyzed in fear. And so you're reliving those moments in a little bit and the little eye, the poor little eye cells are trying to compute it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to go into your little eye cells because I can, and I'm just going to reassure them, okay? I have compassion for these little guys. Oh, they're in their little fatigues and everything. Oh. Okay, I'm going to cry for your little eye cells, okay? It's usually in the lower part of the eye, right? Do you
say all over?
Okay. So I'm actually removing the issue from your eye cells themselves. I've never done it like this before. Can you tell it's different? Okay, so I'm seeing all your little eye cells as if they're in their fatigues in the jungle. So I'm going to help them change their... Oh, I don't know why. I don't understand. But this is what I'm told to do, okay?
Okay.
Oh, they're so scared. We release the trauma from my eye cells in all moments.
We release the trauma from my eye cells in all moments. We release the trauma from my eye cells in all moments. We release the trauma from my eye cells in all moments. We release the trauma from my eye cells in all moments.
So what I'm doing now is I'm loving these little eye cells like they're like my boys that I sent to war. And I'm gathering them around from the jungle. And I'm telling them it's okay. And I'm comforting them while the bombs go off. And I'm just sitting with them and nurturing them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you getting a sense of what I'm doing for your eye cells?
Very much, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to call in more and I'm going to nurture them. I'm going to sing them a little lullaby. Okay, because it's faster that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say mm-hmm to me. You know I hate that.
I understand.
So don't say mm-hmm to me. Say yes, okay?
Yes.
Okay. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Ooh, buddy. Ooh, buddy. Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling. The lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling. Oh, my boys. My boys. now I'm imagining them. I'm taking away their guns. I'm taking away their fatigues. I'm putting them in their pajamas and I'm sending them back to their homes and their beds, okay? Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling. The lion sleeps tonight. Ooh, mama day. Ooh, mama day. In the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. So what I'm doing now, just so you know, I'm wiping out the war engrams from the earth. Not just for your eye cells, but all the boys and even women who went through that. So I'm wiping out those engrams right now, right on the ground, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a sense of the magnitude of what I'm doing right now? Okay, good. So I started in this jungle and I'm calming this jungle down, but I'm going around the whole world, okay? Are you okay doing this in your macrocosm, or your microcosm for this?
Yes.
Don't you wonder, with such assholes in charge, why we haven't been brought into war in the last couple years? Haven't you wondered about that?
I think it's a great thing.
Well, you're welcome. Don't you know that's what I work on?
Oh, man, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it takes this kind of... See, there's a dichotomy between a humility and a ballsiness where I'll try anything because I love and I'll do what other people won't do. But that's what it takes to be goddess energy. Screw convention. Now I'm going to sing a song, not because it's a religious song, but because... Simon and Garfunkel did a version of this song, and it's really interesting. They played all this war news with this song overlaying it. Silent Night, do you remember that? Did you ever hear that?
Possibly.
Yeah, so they got the news was louder and louder and louder and drowned out the Silent Night. So what I'm going to do is the opposite. I'm going to drown out the news and all that rhetoric with that song. Okay?
Yes.
I'm using their intention and expounding on it and using it, the sound frequency of that, to dissipate this. And everything that I've heard and seen in this lifetime is used as a tool for the energy work to heal all of humanity. And this is just one part of it. You see?
Yes, I love it.
I'm so glad. Because I'm here to make you love it. You don't mind me teasing you, do you?
No, not at all.
You're cool. I like you. Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. Holy infant, so tender and mild, Mind you, that's not an advertisement for Christianity or materialistic Christmas and singing that song. You understand that, right?
I do. I understand.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glorious dreams from heaven above, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. I'm not going to sing the next verse. The next verse. Okay, I think I need to rewrite that. It goes, Christ our Savior is born, which is BS. Christ consciousness in everyone's born. Christ consciousness in everyone's born. I just had to do that. Sorry.
I like the new version.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. Thank you for being present during this person's sacred time of releasing. They may have waited many lifetimes to remove these burdens from themselves. Download the energetic cleanse from my website as my free gift to you to assist you in releasing your core issues and to assist all of humanity to awaken. Make a list of all the core issues that disturb you and run them one by one through all the taps in the energetic cleanse. You will feel lighter and lighter, and you'll feel more empowered, hopefully. If this episode resonated with you or you feel a special connection to my work, book a private session with me at genuinehealing.com. It accelerates the energy shifts in you and the world. If you are an energy practitioner of any kind, it can augment your work and clear you to do more. Thank you for being present here with me today. This is profound, sacred work we do, and you are seen and appreciated.